Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, September 16th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame. Joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. Got Jason Bishop there.
Hi.
And Johnny Cake Sawville makes it onto the Zoom at the last minute.
Yeah, what's up? Hello.
Think about how cold it is outside.
Yeah.
And my daughter is getting, she gets up the same time we do right now. And she's going to go out and dive in that cold ass water.
Good. Oh, she's diving in an outdoor pool?
Get some practice
right
in.
Now
dedication.
Because of all the corona.
Oh, the indoors are still closed?
Some of the indoor stuff, it's really hard to get. I don't even know if they're open in Montgomery County. It's unbelievable. It's the worst county in the country. But, yeah.
I haven't gone outside this morning, but I think it's colder. From what I saw on the news, it's colder this morning than it was yesterday.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Allegedly, this pool does have some heat to it, so it's not totally freezing. Allegedly. But yeah, I think the outdoor days are going to wind down. They're going to have to find an indoor spot.
I wouldn't even want to splash cold water on my face inside my home, which is 72 climate controlled degrees.
I'm wearing a pullover for the first time since probably March or April.
Oh, really? I'm wearing a hoodie like every day.
Yeah.
Well, it's hoodie weather.
It's hoodie weather.
I turned off the AC in my house on, let's see, what's today, Wednesday? I turned it off on Monday.
You did. It's officially done.
I mean, I think we're supposed to get an 80-degree day maybe Thursday. I might have to crack it back up, but I don't know. I don't think I'm going to.
Right.
Well,
right.
I got to tell you, I woke up stunned this morning to see that the Clippers were bounced out.
I can't believe that.
Three games to one series lead on Denver.
Think about this,
they
JP.
Should have closed out Denver a couple games ago.
Game five. They had a 15-point lead game five, 19-point lead game six, and then just get boat raced in game seven. Incredible.
And then just reading about it, because I was beat yesterday. And you know me, I'm an NBA mark. Usually I would stay up to watch a game seven, and I didn't. I just said, going to bed, went to bed right around 10 o'clock, because I think the game started right around 10, because the Celtics game went to overtime.
Yeah.
I don't know if that affected it, because they do different courts and things like that.
I think
that.
They do different courts.
But yeah. I woke up to They're read about it and see some of the highlights. The fact that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were both 0 for in the fourth quarter, wow.
They were a combined 10 for 38 in the game. And they were 7.5-point favorites in that game.
Ooh.
So Vegas really thought that they would kind of run away with that game, and so did I. But, man, I am stunned that they lost that. And Murray went nuts, man. He was kind of quiet in those first three or four games when they were down 3-1, but he went nuts yesterday, and so did Joker.
So did Jokic.
Yep.
Jokic had a trip dub through three quarters.
Yep. Yeah. It took
so
over.
He ended up finishing with 22 rebounds, 13 assists, didn't score a ton, scored 16, but he's a problem. I don't think they're going to beat the Lakers. I think the Lakers have a clear path now, but who knows? I mean, you can't count out this Denver team.
I guarantee you who else was stunned was Adam Silver, because you know he wanted,
LA
Clippers,
LA.
Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. You didn't want the Nuggets disrupting the L.A. party, but apparently they did. They had other plans.
And in the first game, which I watched most of, JP, I didn't see the overtime, but the Heat are just – they're just gritty. They grind out possessions. They make stops when they need them.
Well, Jimmy Butler just has a toughness.
He's tough. Dragic
sleep
is
on
tough.
How good he is. He hit that huge three at the end of regulation, had a huge drive and one in overtime. But the play of the game is the Bam
Adebayo
block.
Yeah, it was a great block.
One of the best blocks I've ever seen.
I just think
because Jason Tatum was
he was gonna flush that.
He was a foot above the rim, like he was up there.
He was about to put it away with authority.
I had already conceded that dunk. I was like, he just blew up by that guy. He's dunking on that.
But you're right. They just have a toughness about them, and it comes from Spoelstra. And I think that. Now, who knows who wins the series? Obviously, it's a big win for them. But, man, I just don't count them out of any game because they're down 11 early. I mean, early. They're down 31-20. Celtics kind of hot start, and then they just crank it up, and they cut that lead down. Actually, they took the lead, and they were up about 6 or 8, tied at half, and then they go up again. I mean, they're just tough. That's just a tough team.
And then, the thing about that team, too, is – It's even in vogue now to compare them to the Golden State Warriors. And at first glance, you're like, what are you talking about? Splash Brothers, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. But Adebayo plays almost a point center at times. If you look at his numbers, he puts up assists.
Yeah.
And they got so many guys that can stroke it, like Tyler Hero.
They're fun to watch.
I mean, look, I don't want to say he's Klay Thompson, but he kind of is.
Could be a younger version.
He's really good. And he's more athletic, too. He's quicker. They're fun to watch. I think that's going to be a seven-game series. But, again, I was just stunned when I logged on to the computer this morning and saw that the Nuggets blew that. Or the Clippers blew it.
Right.
And then some guys are taking to Twitter to just rip them, including Damian Lillard. Drab, you're a Lillard guy. Can you explain the back and forth between Lillard and Patrick Beverley?
When the Blazers were down big and they were about to be eliminated, Lillard said something about on his Instagram, nothing about how he was going to like keep digging in or something like that. And then Pat Bev commented on his Instagram and said, Cancun on three.
that's actually kind of funny. Makes me laugh.
It's a bit played out.
I mean, it's a little bit. It's unwarranted. I mean, you're just poking the bear at that point.
So then Paul George did like laughing emoji, and then Lillard said, I've sent both of you guys home before, which is true. He beat him on last second shots, both those guys on different teams. Mm. And then he told Paul George to keep switching teams. Maybe he'll be in the championship someday or something like that.
That's pretty funny.
That's a pretty good comeback, too.
That is pretty funny.
So then LeBron was laughing last night, too, because apparently Beverly – saw Steph Curry, or during a game this year, he yelled at Steph Curry, the next 5 years are mine.
And Pat Beverly yelled that at Steph Curry?
And then Curry said, aren't you 31 or something? Yeah. And then, so LeBron tweeted that story last night. Nobody likes the Clippers, apparently.
Well,
I agree that Pat Beverly shouldn't be talking smack to Steph Curry. I mean, Steph Curry's a megastar, and Pat Beverly is like a gritty defensive-based point guard. I mean, come on. There are different levels.
What's he want? I mean, does he just want attention?
I guess. He likes the ADs. Even though he's famous and rich, he loves the ADs just like everybody else.
So anyway, so the Heat-Celtics series, I think, is going to go seven. Who knows about the Nuggets-Lakers? But, I mean, the way the Nuggets – I think the Nuggets have played four consecutive seven-game series.
It's got to start taking its toll.
That's all they do is play seven-game series.
Yeah,
but reading about it, it was the Clippers who were tired last night.
Well, they must have looked it in the fourth quarter.
One of the accounts I read said that they could only play 3 minutes at a time in the fourth quarter.
Hmm.
So Who knows?
America's
maybe,
getting
maybe the Nuggets. I'll tell you what Adam Silver's true nightmare would be. You're saying it's a nightmare that the Nuggets advance to play the Lakers. The true nightmare
Miami.
Would be if the Nuggets actually upset the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, and you had a Denver against
Miami.
Celtics or Miami series.
All I know is America is being robbed and deprived of the Morris twins facing off against each other in the Western Conference Finals. Everybody was that was the top storyline.
That's Keith what we were clamoring for.
Markieff versus Marcus in the Western Conference Finals. We're not going to get to see it. It's sad.
It's a shame.
It's kind of sad.
I'm kind of rooting for Miami a little bit.
So am I.
If there's something about them. Certainly like I'd like to see I'd like to see a Miami Lakers showdown. That would compel me to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want old school Lakers Celtics? That's what the TV people want.
No, there's something about Miami's toughness. They're just gritty. They seem a little grittier. I don't know.
Yeah, but the history of Lakers Celtics is what the TV people would want. Speaking of TV, I did watch our guy Max Major on America's Got Talent last night. I almost forgot, so I missed the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But I got there, I guess, when he was setting up the roulette wheel and all of that stuff. And he killed it once again. The judges were very confused, apparently.
How stupid are they? How can you be confused by it?
Did they say – so I only watched the replay that AGT put out. I didn't watch it live. I had a fire going. I was drinking some Jack, so I was just chilling. So
you
I
got
had,
into it last night.
Yeah. So I had no idea what the judge's reaction. I just saw the piece or whatever. Well,
what's the Hispanic lady's name again?
Sophia Vergara.
How stupid is she?
And why would she say?
They just didn't understand the trick, and I mean, it was
simple.
She just
thought it was confusing. And then Howie said that it was a lot of talking. Now, he kind of said that it almost seems like he is anti-magician because he said, the problem with magicians is a lot of times there's a lot of talking. Well, that's the setup. That's just the way that they do it.
Did you see the trick, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. Well, were you confused?
I was not confused.
All right. Cakes, were you confused?
I am confused because I didn't see the trick.
JP, were you confused?
Not really. I mean, the only way I'm confused is I don't know how he pulls it off.
That's
I don't know how he pulls it off.
But that's not why they said they were confused. Right. Drabby, were you confused?
I don't know how you could be confused.
Yeah, you've got to be a fourth grader to be confused. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. It seems like Howie goes in as a big-time skeptic.
Yeah.
You know, so he's, like JP said, he must have some huge bias against magicians. I will say this, a simple Google search – you find magicians doing a very similar trick, and I think I understand what he did.
Okay.
So that does minimize it a little bit. I wish it was a little bit more out of the box. Uh-huh. I mean, literally doing the same thing with lottery tickets.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a wallet. So I wish it wasn't so sort of simple to Google.
Hey, there's only so many tricks in the bag that you can do.
I don't want to Google
limited number of tricks.
I just want to be dumbfounded on how he did it. How
you know
he pulled it off.
What bothers me is when everyone fawns over these singers. These singers are a dime a dozen. It's the easiest talent in the world. Listen to me. I can't do it. Yeah. But there's zillions of people that can.
They have their own shows. They've got The Voice. They've got American
Idol.
There's
nothing special about any of those singers.
Usually those singers on that show are never particularly great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I didn't see it, so what are you talking
either,
about?
So. But I know that through the years, anytime they have singers on there, they're mediocre.
So
that's
why I DVR it and I just fast forward because it's 2 hours. So I fast forward right to, and Max was kind of early in the show, right, Drabby?
Yeah.
So I just fast forward.
There is some controversy though about Max's deal, and it's actually silly, but you'd have to sort of explain the trick to people. But so at one point, you know, he went to the audience and asked him for a number, and a girl said. He thought she said 14, but she definitely said 13. If you replay it, you could see she said 13. But
she did?
And I don't think it was – because I don't think it mattered the way he does the trick. It doesn't matter what she said. He was going to come up with a number.
I thought she said 14. But
if you replay it, you could tell she kind of said 13. He said, 14? Okay. But it doesn't matter. It's just because he was going to come – I promise you – he was going to get 14 or 13, whatever number.
And he was
going to
have it on the billboard.
He would have had it on the lottery ticket. He would have had it on the poster board or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter. But a lot of people are outraged that he misheard the girl, like on the Reddits. So, you know.
How would he have changed the billboard?
I'm just telling you.
Drab's getting upset. This is Guy.
No, I haven't I haven't Googled it together.
Well, he's got a Bluetooth billboard. We all know this.
It was pre-recorded.
Here's the deal. We support Max Major. He's a magician. Why are
you
going to get upset that it's a trick?
He's a mentalist.
Go to NBC.com/AGT vote and you can get your vote in. I put my 10 votes in last night. It's very simple. NBC.com/AGT vote.
You have 45 minutes. Major.
I'm going to go place my votes right now.
NBC.com. He shamed me last time we had him on.
We will talk to Max Major. He's going to join us at the end of the show at 9:45. We're actually packed today. We're going to have the new head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter Laviolette. He's going to join us at 8:20. Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM, will join us at 9. And we've got Max Major. Plus, of course, we hit the skins at 7, give you the latest on the Washington football team. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Yesterday during our show, we had the breaking news that the Capitals hired a new head coach, Peter Laviolette. He's going to join us coming up a little bit later in the program. We'll hear from the new head coach of the Washington Capitals at 8:20. Our pal Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post wrote a good column about Laviolette, and it starts out with the story of one of his previous stints where he takes over and he immediately tells one of the guys, you got to lose weight. He said, you got to play for me. You got to lose weight. And the player was taken aback. He was like, what the hell is this guy doing? But he apparently told him he needed to lose 22 pounds and he was playing too heavy. And Zwerluga in the article kind of points out that they're bringing Laviolette here to basically squeeze the most out of every player possible. And, you know, Cakes mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about him and looking at his career. He doesn't necessarily have long stints at these places, but he gets the most out of those teams early.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he's had decent runs in most of his spots. I mean, I think the average NHL head coach stays in his spot about 2.5 seasons.
Yeah.
And he's had much longer than that. Especially in Philly, Carolina, and I think with Nashville. He was there for 5.5. He was into his sixth season when he was let go. I think his shortest stint was obviously early in his career with the Islanders, where he was there for, I believe, just 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, his resume speaks for itself, right?
Yeah.
He's already won a cup. He's taken 3 different teams to the cup finals, so he's had a chance to win 2 others with 2 different organizations. I think it's a great hire. I think it's just the perfect hire, maybe, for especially when you hear this audio that we're going to go through that mm-hmm. kind of was going viral yesterday. They got everybody all excited.
Let me hear it because I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's great. This is when he was in Philly.
This is good.
Scoring chances that period were 7-1 for the opposition. Do you know why, Hartsy? Because it's about as casual as it gets. As casual as it gets. In Boston, we said, all right, got mixed in the schedule. Let's turn the page. Somebody tell me, what the f*** is the difference now? What's the problem now? I want to see people rip their heart out of their f***ing chest this period. And if you don't, you're probably not going to like your ice time. Take your first shift. You'll get it. Earn the second one. I'm not putting up with it. It's too much horse. It's too much. Don't allow it. D-zone coverage, soft down low.
out to the point, casual strides. We don't want to block a shot because it hurts. One game, Boston. All right, let's move on. Tonight, unacceptable. Not going to happen. We're way better than what we just showed. Every guy in here knows it, and you should not accept it. Don't. You got 20 minutes. You win a period, you win a game, we move on. But you need to dig in right now, every guy. Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
That gets you fired up. I played that clip for Amy last night, like at around 8:30 or 9.
Are you trying to woo her?
No, I just said, you know.
Cakes was horny.
Yeah, right. He's ready to go.
And she watched it. She handed the phone back to me about three-quarters of the way through it. She's like, I don't get paid enough to get yelled at, like, over the phone. And I said, well, you don't, but those guys in that room do.
Yeah.
All of those NHL players.
So
get
she
paid
didn't
plenty.
Like it. She didn't like it.
She was a little off-put by it. But, I mean, like that's coaching 101. I mean, that's standard.
Getting his guys fired up.
Yeah,
holding them accountable.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was great stuff.
It did kind of get me horny, Valdez. You are correct. It kind of got me in a lather.
It's more of a visual, but there's a clip of him basically standing on the bench screaming at Pittsburgh's head coach.
Can I hear it?
I would love to hear it.
It's more of a visual. It's like the NBC guys talking, but yeah. I mean, he's got his finger in the guy's face almost.
Good. He's ready for the Caps-Pens rivalry.
Well,
already.
I tell you what, we're going to have him on the show today. What time is that at?
8:20.
8:20, so that's coming up soon. I heard him on with, who did I hear him on with? Grant and Danny yesterday? I think so. And he was awesome. He was on at the end of their show, and he said something that really struck me. Danny asked him at the end of the interview, what have you learned in all your years? And I thought he might be offended by that or something. I don't know, because he's just kind of like a gruff guy. And he's like, he says he learns every day. When he made his last hire at in Nashville, he told the GM he wanted somebody younger, smarter, who thought about the game differently than he did, who had different experiences. I want to learn from this guy, right? And so then they hired whoever the heck they hired, and now he's like the coach of the U.S. developmental team or something. Mm-hmm. But he talked about how much he learned, and this is a guy who's been doing it for 20 years.
Sure,
he's one
at
of the
a very
older
high
guys.
Level, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I learn every single day. So
he couldn't have seemed
like
more personable. By the way, I saw him interviewed on NHL.com. It was like a 7-minute interview after the hire. Couldn't have seemed nicer. I'm sure that when the doors are closed, he's addressing the team.
He wasn't nice in that intermission.
Right, that he doesn't like or he wants things improved, he's going to get the message.
Well, that's
through.
What coaches are supposed to do.
Yeah. They are.
And I think that changed.
What's
Rob Brind'Amour, who's the coach at Carolina now.
Yeah.
Who's,
I don't like him.
Badass
I don't,
himself. Him.
I don't like him, by the way. I don't
but
like
he
that
said
person.
That LaViolette changed, and he said he's become less of a hard ass. I think he said, this is not who I am. Coming out of that break, it was totally different. Remember him really adopting a family atmosphere. He was able to pull us together more than any other coach I had during a Stanley Cup run. So, you know, guys do learn. They change. But he is going to be different than Todd Reirden. And that's what Brian McClellan, the Capitals organization, brought him to do, is to hold guys accountable, especially the guys who they expect more from, like Verana and Kuzi.
Right.
Well, what struck me about that clip, and it's a visual, but just how engaged the Flyer players were when he was grilling them.
Right.
Like, they weren't tuning them out.
No, they
were
he had their
it.
Attention.
Yeah, he
like
they were hearing
looked,
it.
They looked borderline terrified of him.
And I'd like to know what game it was, if they actually came back and won it. But that's what struck me, was how those players were listening. And they were engaged. They knew that they weren't playing well. And, you know, I'm wondering if that message was actually sent. So that was probably 6, 7, 8 years ago during that clip. So
I'm
maybe
sending
he is
you,
different.
Valdez, another clip of him at a presser where one of our listeners says that this is his favorite LaViolette clip, where he goes off on Claude Giroux, I guess. Is that how you say his name?
Claude Giroux from the Flyers, yeah.
Yeah. So see... See if that's got – I'm sure it's got curse words or something. I don't know. See if it's worth playing. But this guy's obviously a character. So it'll be exciting to get to know him. And I wonder what intrigues him about this team, you know?
He's got Alex Ovechkin on his side.
Yeah.
I would think that's
he's got
first
Carl,
and foremost.
Yeah. He's got some good players.
Right.
He's also – it's also a paycheck.
For
it's
sure.
A nice paycheck.
It's a nice paycheck.
Yeah.
And, you know,
healthy.
even though the season crumbled, really after the first couple of months, he's taken over a team that won the division. They won the division. Now, they didn't play well from January on, and they certainly didn't play well in the bubble, but it's a division-winning team.
Right.
And you're looking at some pieces there that I think underperformed. I think we all think they underperformed. We thought Jacob Verano was going to be scoring more goals at this point. We thought Cousy was going to be better. Cousy was so good when they won the Stanley Cup, and he hasn't played like that since.
He had 32 points in a 24-game span when the Caps won the Cup. I mean, he was white hot. He couldn't be stopped.
Right.
Well, and I'm not saying that's sustainable, but hasn't he been disappointing since?
Cousy, for sure.
Yeah, he's had his peaks and valleys. I mean, he was benched by Reardon in the bubble. I think at least once, maybe twice.
Yeah.
In a short span of time. So, yeah, that'll be one of the challenges for Laviolette to get the most out of Cousy. No doubt, because they need that.
We still don't know when the hockey season's going to start, right?
We do not.
No.
I saw that the NBA decided they're going to hold their draft in mid-November. It's like right around Thanksgiving. So that'll kind of give you an indication of how things are backed up, because typically the NBA draft is right after the season wraps up in June.
Right.
Right. Right.
So that should tell you when they're going to start that season. I'm guessing the NBA and the NHL are probably going to start around the same time.
Yeah, everything's just all backed up and weird. But I will say this. I know that going into some of these playoffs, I think with baseball it's still going to be weird because it's just such a short regular season. But the fact that they're going with the larger playoff field, it might justify it a little bit. But I feel like the NBA champion is going to be a very worthy NBA champion this year. You probably could say the same thing, too, about the Stanley Cup. Very worthy champion because of all they had to go through and all the games that they played. You know, it was just over an extended period of time. Baseball's a little different because, I mean, they're only playing a third of the games. But the fact that they're, once you get into these playoffs and these things get real, I don't think you're going to have to put an asterisk next to it.
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. The NBA, the favorite is the Lakers. And they've been the favorite pretty much all season long, them and the Clippers. So if the Lakers end up winning, it's kind of what you expected from the regular season once Anthony Davis made the move to the Lakers. Once you paired Anthony Davis with LeBron James, the expectations were ring or bust.
Yeah. Well, it's just clearly obvious to me that the play, and I haven't watched a ton of it, but when I do watch it, I mean, the intensity level is there. The guys are into it. I mean, it's high quality. It is what it is. I mean, I don't like the shooting percentages, and I don't like the style of basketball today, but it's a valid champion. All these teams that win, they don't have anything to be ashamed of winning in the COVID era.
And I haven't paid attention. So with the Stanley Cup playoffs,
where are they in this?
Dallas Stars are in the final.
Has Tampa eliminated the Islanders
yet?
No. Islanders won last night.
Game 6.
So Trotz has a sweat.
He has
a real sweat.
Now he's got to win two more. But yes, he's got a sweat.
So it's 3-2 Tampa over the Islanders.
Correct.
And what's going on in the West?
Dallas is in.
Dallas lost the first game and then they won 4 straight, I believe.
Wow.
And you know what? Good. I don't need the Vegas Golden Knights just getting used to being in the Stanley Cup final basically every other year. They need some bumps in the road, some adversity. So good for them to be sent home. I'm fine with Dallas being in the final.
Is Mike Modano still in Dallas?
Mike Modano.
Yes, he's
not
still there.
Not still on the Dallas Stars. Mike Modano's probably, he's got to be, 52, 53?
Yeah.
That would be quite a story if he was still potting goals for the Stars.
Well, when I used to play hockey on the Xbox, I played with Mike Modano and the Stars a lot.
Oh, he's actually 50. He's our age. God, that sounds terrible to say. 50,
right?
Our age. It's the worst.
Hey, I'm still 49, bro.
Yeah, it's true. It's a very good point.
Are you the last holdout?
I mean, I got a couple more weeks.
I can't even remember when Cakes' birthday is or was.
He's August 19th.
Yeah, it was recent, and he didn't even talk about it, right? We didn't even know.
I didn't bring it up. Correct.
Yeah. Is it because of depression?
I don't make big deals about my birthday.
And he got a burrito blanket. Let's not forget that.
It's so warm when I take my nap, my post show naps.
Yeah.
Oh, feels so good.
Yeah, looks like he's a quesadilla.
Right. I am a quesadilla. You're correct.
I was off that week. I always remember Cakes' birthday. I sent him a text. And then I saw that picture. I couldn't figure it out. I thought it was a poop blanket.
Not a poop.
It was like some sort of joke Like it looks like poop.
No, it's not a poop blanket.
It's a burrito?
Yes, it's a burrito blanket.
I had no idea.
It's just a stupid inside joke. Yeah. And I don't like hyping up my own birthday. Yeah. I'll acknowledge it if people bring it up, but I'm not going to bring it up myself.
Just because
even
you don't like
attention
milestone, on you.
Milestone birthday, 50. Ooh.
But why? Because you don't want the attention on you, or are you just depressed about getting older?
I'm not really depressed about getting older.
I am.
It's fine. It's a birthday.
Let's be honest. I love Amy, but it's kind of a nubby 50th birthday gift.
Hey, well, COVID era, belt tightening. Jason knows what I'm talking about.
You know,
no big extravagant gifts.
For your 50th, maybe she gets you like this super rare special beer that you can't find anywhere, or maybe like a day trip, or gold watch.
Nope.
Or something
none
like
of
that.
I was gonna upgrade her ring for our 25th anniversary. Nope.
Oh, is that on hold?
That's on hold.
Oh, really?
That's on hold.
Like a case.
Smart move.
But on hold.
Cakes.
I got to squirrel away the nuts.
Smart move, buddy.
Cakes is hilarious.
He's sitting on $2 million worth of Bitcoin.
Yeah. I'm so sure. Yeah. I'm the surest that I have $2 million worth of Bitcoin.
Problem is, he won't be able to sell it. He doesn't have his passwords.
No, I'm in. I'm in on Coinbase. Fully in.
So it'll be easier now?
But easy.
Yeah.
Now offloading it to my hard wallet that's sitting in a drawer. Haven't done that yet.
Right.
But I do have access to the Bitcoin if I need it.
All right, got to take a break. Remember, coming up at 7 o'clock, we will hit the skins, give you the latest on the Washington football team. And as we mentioned, Peter Laviolette, the new head coach of the Washington Capitals, at 8:20, right here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, new head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter Laviolette, will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, so you do not want to miss that. Mike Rizzo joins us as well, as he does every Wednesday.
We got him twice this week.
What did they do last night?
What do you think?
Oh, really? Didn't even pay attention. Really?
Well, I mean, even FP and Karp were talking about it before the game. God, it's got to be so weird for those guys to be in Nats Park calling a game in Tampa.
Yeah.
But they just basically said, you know what? They got to win every game to even have a shot. So,
yeah.
Just didn't work out.
FP's usually so positive, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, he tried to be. He said, look, you know, they just got to win tonight. And then if they string together 4 or 5 in a row, then you start getting a little bit more excited, but you've got to win tonight. And of course they didn't. They lost 6-1.
Yeah. Anibal just had a rough year.
This will be it for him. Yep.
They squeezed out what they could have last year. Somehow they made the magic work, but this year it's just not been
there. And speaking of bubbles, baseball announced their bubble schedule yesterday. They're doing kind of a bubble schedule. The first round, the best of three, will all be in the higher seeds home parks. But then once they get to the DS and CS, those will be in a neutral site. In the National League, they'll play in Arlington, Texas, and then in Houston. And then in the American League, they'll play in San Diego and then in L.A. And I believe the World Series will be in Arlington.
Right.
So they'll have warm weather cities, shouldn't have any weather delays. There's not going to be any travel days. I think they're going to have an off day during the World Series, but during the Division Series and Championship Series, you got no off days. So you won't be able to rest that number one starter and come back in Game 5. You'll have to make a decision on whether or not you throw him on short rest. So it's going to be interesting.
So yeah, Drab sent us a story about a woman at Boston University. She's a Boston University lecturer who was 38 years old, who was crushed to death in an elevator accident. I can't quite comprehend what happened.
Was she in between?
I don't even want to think about that.
So she was loading boxes, apparently, and maybe the elevator was over the amount of weight that's supposed to be on the elevator, because it said that she's loading this box, and then the elevator just suddenly drops between floors. They believe the package may have triggered a sensor, which caused the elevator to start moving. But I still can't really comprehend that. I've never gone in an elevator and had a sweat. I've never either.
But if we ever get back to D.C., I think I'm just going to wind up taking the stairs.
So I've seen. Take the stairs.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the stairs.
So explain again how she got crushed to death.
I don't quite understand it either.
It's really confusing when you read it. They say that the lady's arms were hanging on to her package. So I don't know if she was halfway in, what the deal
is. Sounds like she was halfway in.
But she's loading this elevator, I guess, with a ton of boxes. And at some point, the elevator just goes
dropped.
Down.
Yeah, yes. Dropped. It got stuck halfway between the first floor and the basement. So she must have been half sticking out of the thing. That's the only way. How else could you get crushed?
Right.
You know, she was either sticking out, like her arms are sticking out or her legs are sticking out. Somehow she got caught in between.
That's just terrible.
It's the worst thing you have ever thought of.
She was found in the elevator on the first floor. And, you know, I guess her body dropped all those floors. It's crazy.
I can't even fathom it. It's sick. They say she died of traumatic asphyxia, I think, is what they said.
And it sounds like it's one of those old school elevators, like you see in the movies. Like maybe
you have a gate,
close the gate to it. Such a death trap. I feel so bad for her and her family. That's just awful.
It's horrifying, right?
Kerry O'Connor.
Well, you know, when we stay in the Outer Banks, we always stay in these big fancy houses that have elevators. You know, so my mom can get around a little easier.
Sure.
My nephew. And it's like, I mean, they're modern elevators in the sense that they're in a new home, you know, something maybe built in the last 10, 15 years or so. But they are, you know, I mean, they got to be cheap elevators. You know, and they're like one of those where you close the door and hit the button and you go up and down. It's not like a commercial grade elevator. But I think I could get stuck in there, but I never think that I'm going to somehow get crushed.
I don't know which is more horrifying, the elevator crushed to death or this video will never leave my brain. A grainy vid from China from, I want to say, about a decade ago, where a woman was with her like toddler age kid going up an escalator.
Yeah.
And they make it basically to the top, and then the money metal covering, I guess, that covers up all the gears and all the machinery failed. And she realized that she was basically a goner. She tosses her kid like out of harm's way, and then she goes right down into the guts and the machinery and just gets churned up like hamburger meat. It's just the worst thing ever. If I had to choose, crush by an elevator.
Maybe.
Because that sounds like the lesser of two evils there.
I will say, having seen that story, before I step foot on an escalator, I always check my shoelaces and everything.
Of course. Make sure
that I'm straight.
Sure.
You know? Yeah, How sick is that?
It's a no-brainer.
Because I'm a guy that walks around with untied shoes, you know. I've just been doing it since
college. I mean, what are the odds that you get stuck in an elevator like that and it just drops and that's how you die? What are the odds of that?
I don't know.
One in a billion.
I will say that my father-in-law always says that when he gets on an elevator, he goes quick. He goes over that. He kind of
There's no lingering.
No, he just kind of like leaps over and leaps in.
Yeah.
You know. So he grew up in Chinatown. You know, he's probably seen stuff like that.
Just give me some steps. I'm all about the steps now.
It depends. If you're only going a couple floors, fine.
If I'm going up 20 floors at MGM National Harbor, I'm sorry. I'm going to take an elevator.
Right.
I just am.
Yeah.
But two or three flights.
When you were down to your boxers at the Borgata on the 10th floor and got locked
down. Oh, I was higher than the 10th floor, brother.
You were?
I was up there, I believe.
Well, you took the steps, right? But that was
to avoid contact
on a public elevator.
With humans, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was also in a drunken haze.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
I wasn't thinking very clearly, obviously. Right. I made a lot of mistakes that night. A lot of mistakes. First mistake, having side beers with Matt Valdez, who I still blame for the entire incident. It's Matt Valdez's fault. It's clearly his fault, but that's okay. We moved on.
Right.
What are you going to do?
I didn't realize that's where it started. With Valdez.
Yeah, it started at dinner. Because we got a foofy dinner with a wine flight, and then instead of just drinking the wine, we threw some very hoppy beers on top.
Was that the trip where the next day Valdez didn't show up for the show?
No,
and got in trouble?
I don't believe so. I think he was good. He was good to go.
No, that was a different day.
Different trip. That Borgata could get you, man. Watch out for that place.
Is the Borgata where Valdez choked?
There's a lot There's a lot of minefields there at the Borgata.
Yeah.
You just got to be careful.
We actually saw Valdez get his life saved.
Yes.
I mean, he could have died.
He definitely
was literally choking on his food, and no one noticed but JP.
And he ruined dinner. He ruined dinner for everybody, himself included.
Right.
Himself mostly.
It didn't ruin my dinner.
It kind of ruined the vibe of dinner.
You guys barely looked at him.
I mean, somebody nearly chokes to death. Now, JP, let's be honest. There are like 20 people at the table. It's hard for me, while I'm enjoying my silly New York strip, to see what's going on with Valdez 15 feet down the table.
Well, let's be clear. You have a track record of inaction, not action. When the car slammed into the building.
No, I took action and reported it on Twitter.
Okay.
EB and I were co-reporters there, intrepid reporters, journalists.
To actually look in the car and open the car door and see if the dude was
okay. I took action, JP. I left the building.
Did you?
Got to look out for number one.
Right.
Number one.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to our next poker open, get back to normal and all that. What are they doing over there in the poker room at MGM? Is it still, it's six people per table right
now? Seven-handed max.
Seven-handed.
You got plexiglass. You have to wear a mask. You can't eat in the poker room. There's no linger longer. You're not allowed to just, like, rail people and loiter.
If you're eliminated, you're out.
Correct.
I mean, if
you
you're
can't,
in a tournament. Yeah.
You can't change seats. So if you sit at your seat, it's ice cold, you're bitter, you might want to request a seat or a table change. That's finished.
Now, have you talked to them, to Johnny Groom's? Is he still there? A bunch of guys got let go.
Yeah,
Johnny's
still there?
Okay,
sure.
Good. Like, once everything goes away, whenever that timetable is, you guys can argue over it. Who cares? But once it goes away, like SARS and MERS and all that other stuff, right, I want it to go away immediately. But let's just say when all that stuff goes away, are we going to ever get back to normal, or are we always going to have the dumb plexiglass now?
That
forever?
I don't know.
That's
not
a good
sure.
question.
Yeah.
I haven't been read in on the latest with the protocols.
I wouldn't be surprised if some establishments keep that for years.
Yeah.
Probably just even depends if there on is how they feel it affects their customer base.
Yeah, even if there is a vaccine. I mean, it's no... There's no guarantee the vaccine's going to work. I mean, you took the flu vaccine the last 2 years. You got the flu.
I already got my new flu vaccine. Got it right here.
Well, JP, let me tell you this. You know how much it's affected the rabid poker degens? Not that much. Because
Pretty crowded.
Pretty crowded, you know, since it's reopened. You know,
what do they have, like hand sanitizer everywhere so people could just are constantly doing that?
They've got hand sanitizer at every table. They've got a hand washing station right as you come in and register for the games.
Right.
They're trying to keep everybody safe.
That's good because those chips are dirty. I've always said that. Those chips are butt dirty. Not just MGM. I'm just saying in general, poker chips.
Right, of course.
Yeah. That's just the nature of the beast.
Yep.
All right,
it's just as dirty as money, and you handle money all the time.
No, I really don't. I just use my credit card. You're the only one that handles money anymore.
Yeah, I do, actually. You're right. Well, anybody who does handle money, which is most people in the world.
Not anymore.
That money is dirty.
Yeah.
As we mentioned earlier, Peter Laviolette's going to join us at 820. He's the new Capitals coach. You don't want to miss that. But coming up next, we're going to hit the skins as we do every morning at 7 o'clock. EB's going to tell us which big-time former Pro Bowler still in his prime is being shopped. And should the Washington football team get in the mix?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.